Okay, P.O.L. continued, if we want to make this some kind of epic thing, well, let's look at Harry Potter. Is it epic? In a way it is, because it's building upon epic themes, such as Lord of the Rings. How could this story be epic? Well, Harry Potter is an ordinary guy, an ordinary British-ish society, right? Small town thing. And then all of a sudden he steps right into an alternate reality. Of magicians, and actually the story is pretty much taking place there in between several worlds, right? The Hogwarts world, the world you enter by going through that wall there. And King's Cross. And again, it's a very familiar European, well, small and big town, and an ordinary guy, or some ordinary guys, and then this fantastic other world, so to speak, or other level, dimension of reality. So that's what we have here also, isn't it? We have the other world, we're actually starting in Cow Island and the other world. So we could kind of let this story be more like that, an active dynamic parallel story moving around in those words, much like Harry Potter. Lord of the Rings too, because here you have the ordinary British-ish, Midgard-ish person, and then this fantastic world of good and evil around and behind that, right? So that's an epic, and that we can make out of this story too.